Good morning. And good evening, sir. On my building, we live on the prime building, and just 2 days a year, all the neighbors got to gather together outside the building. First time is Hanukkah. In Hanukkah, we lit the candle outside the building, outside the lobby, the entrance to the lobby. And then all the neighbors gather together, the spinball, and it's very special occasion. All in school, we built on the parking lots, and everyone came together, and we did last year a competition to sing out louder. And also, the third occasion is once it was when fire inside the building, and also the, in the middle of the night, and everyone went outside, and also gathered all the neighbors. The main occasion is so it made me think, was there a connection between those two? These two words are only mitzvot. These holidays are the only holidays that we fulfill the main mitzvah outside our house. Really, like on Yom Kippur, we fulfill its unity in our house. To first day, we eat the matzah and inside our house. So the case is, we start in front, we can't go on the outside our house, or outside shoot. We don't supposed to build sukkah inside. How we build this out journey with sukkah. This also is we start in the most important segments in the weekends on those for talking about speaking of sukkah. That speaks the with whether we is on of this in the mask, which is the rich of Brazil with Mara. Mar, but Mara, I did it why on a mask. Who are the two aims of sea? That what is for which amount is reason for by the left? Why is it of priest the number of wells we read? So Chad said that in Ocham Beis Negev Chnasati Beim Yotzi. The end of Kutunians said the Ram Beis Shammai, the reason for the opinion of Beis Shammai, the Nals Negev Chad. What is when we know we say Chad the Gmur, the Tov Chasuk, not the Peshuk Kod. There is many names in the end of 11 and so on. What is the exact number? So how many on the Sach Kod, how many sections is 79, including Yatzet. It seems that so the Gemara says that there's a connection between the candles of Chanukah and Parechag and the sacrifices of Chag HaSukkot. This is the first example. The second one is from Sefer Maccabim. You know Sefer Maccabim? It's right, it's one of the when Anshei Knesset HaGdolah decided to make the Tanakh, to gather all the 24 books, some of the books which was written in the days of Beit HaMikdash HaShini, they decided not to enter to the Tanakh, to the Bible. So one of them is Sefer Maccabim, which describes the story of the Maccabim, of the Hashmonaim on Chanukah. And on Sefer Maccabim Bet, it says, "Umakabi v'asher ito, Yehuda Maccabi and all his group, shavu v'yichbeshu be'ezrat Hashem manigam. They returned and they conquered the Beit Hamikdash with Hashem the leader. Uvayom asher timei Hamikdash v'idei nochrim, bayom ahu hayataor Hamikdash v'esrim v'chamishi b'chodesh ahu u'kislev. On the first same day that the Greeks, the Yevanim, conquered the Mikdash a few years ago. On the very same day, the Hashmonaim was purified the Mikdash. They reopened the Mikdash on Kafei Bekislev on Chanukah. So, how did they celebrate this opening of reopening of the Beit Hamikdash? Says Sefer Maccabim, "Vayachogu et shmonat ha'yamim besimcha ki chag haSukkot." They did Chanukah the same as Chag HaSukkot. What they did? Because בזוכרם את ראותם לפני זמן מה, they remembered the very hard conditions before just a while ago. בחג הסוכות, בערים ובמערות, כחיות השדה, just a while ago, just a few months before Chanukah, they lived on the caves, they lived on the mountains, they cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkot. And now, when they reopened the Beit HaMikdash, now they could celebrate the Sukkot, and this is the reason why they did 8 days for Chanukah. The reason why they did 8 days for Chanukah is because it's similar to Sukkot. And Sukkot is also 8 days, and Hanukkah is also 8 days. These are the only holidays which are 8 days and not seven. So they celebrated the Chag of Sukkot, the Hanukkah, the same as Chag of Sukkot. And more than that, ועל כן בענפי עץ ערבות, בענפי עץ אבות ובענפי הדר ובכפות מרים בידיהם, הודו לאשר הצליח בידם לתארת מכונו. They thank Hashem. How they thank him? They celebrated the holiday with Arbat Aminim. It's very weird. They celebrated Hanukkah not by lighting candles. They celebrated Hanukkah with Arbat Aminim, like it was Sukkot. What's the reason why they did so? Bezochram et reutam. They remember the hard days they have been through just a while ago. So it seems very odd that they celebrated Hanukkah the same as Sukkot. They hold the Arbat Aminim in Hanukkah instead of Sukkot. And they say the reason why Hanukkah is 8 days is because of Sukkot. There's a main discussion right, and we know the question of Rabbi Yosef Karo, why Hanukkah is 8 days and not 7 days. It seems to be the answer. The answer is because it's the same as Chag Sukkot. The same 8 days of Chag Sukkot is the 8 days of Hanukkah. What's the reason? Why did they do so? Again, what is the connection between Hanukkah and Sukkot? Why they celebrated it the same? The truth is, I'll not believe Sefer HaMakabim because it's not so accurate. The historians say that Sefer HaMakabim Aleph, the first Sefer HaMakabim, is very accurate. It was written, it seems to be written by a Jew, and it's very, we take what's written there as the truth. But Sefer HaMakabim Bet was written by someone which wasn't a Jew. And that it seems not so accurate, this book. So if I wouldn't on a Sfat Emet, I wouldn't believe it. But let's see the Sfat Emet on source number 3 and 4. Says the Mishnah on Masechet Bikurim. Me'atzeret v'ad achag, from Shavuot till Sukkot, when a man drinks his first fruits to Bet HaMikdash, he mevi v'kore. You don't just drink his first fruits to Bet HaMikdash, he also reads the passage of Mikra Bikurim. Min achag v'ad Chanukah, on the period between Chag HaSukkot and Chanukah, he just brings the Bikurim to Beit HaMikdash, but he don't read the passage of Mikra Bikurim. He don't read the passage of Arami Oved Aviv, Erid Mitzrayma, the passage which we read on the Haggadah. The Sfat Emet discussed why the Mishnah calls Chanukah, and she doesn't say the specific date. It just said Hanukkah. The Mishnah could say min Chag or min Kaf Aleph Tishrei, the 21 of Tishrei till 25 of Kislev. You can drink the Bikurim, but you don't read the passage. You don't read the Mikra Bikurim. So what exactly is the reason why the Mishnah says the names of the Chagim? It seems to be very important that this is the Chagim, just those days, those Kaf Aleph Betishrei and Kaf Hei Bekislev. And it says the Sfat Emet, Amar Adoni Aviz Keni Mori V'Rabi, Zichrono Livracha, says my father, Higid, Ki Chazal Ramzu B'Mishnah, they say the Mishnah Michag V'Ad Chanukah, Mevi V'Eino Kore, Why is they said Hanukkah and they not said the specific date? The reason is Rak Leramez is they want to say Ki Simchat Chag Meir Ad Chanukah. Ad Kan V'Rav, there is a connection between Sukkot and Hanukkah. the light, the happiness of Sukkot is light, the days until Chag HaChanukah. ומסתמה בשעת הנס ממש הייתה ישועה בכוח הערת החג הסס דה שפת אמת. The miracle of חג החנוכה was because of Sukkot, because of the happiness of the Sukkot, the miracle, the two miracles of חנוכה happened. כי כל תהלוכות השנה בכוח הג' רגלים, the all year was being impacted by those שלושה רגלים. And this is the main thing I want to say. Sukkot hu shmona yamim me'atorah ve'ein regel acher kamo. Sukkot is the only holiday which is 8 days. Lachen Chanukah tiknu ke'ein chag Sukkot. Chanukah is the same as chag Sukkot. It's also 8 days. Ve'lachen yesh bo me'adrin kumo v'sukkot. Hadar ba'inan, we know that in Chanukah you could be mehader. You can light 8 candles and not just one. You could every day you can just light one candle. You don't need to light every day 8, but there is the demanding of mehader. You should be how do you say mehader?
Enhance
the mitzvah of Chanukah, and also in Sukkot you should do the mitzvah in great, in a very beautiness, and not just fulfill the mitzvah. And the gamanes nasa l'idei kohanim, the miracle of Chanukah was being made by the kohanim. The chashmonaim was, the makabim was kohanim. And also ananei kavod, which is the reason for Sukkot, the ananei kavod which Bnei Israel walked with on the desert, they are because of Aaron, on the zchut of Aaron. Why in the minute Aaron dies, there is no longer an anekod. The clouds of Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't work with Am Yisrael no more when the minute Aaron dies. So the Sfat Emet says many on this passage. He says many similarities of Chanukah and Sukkot. So it seems to be a connection between Chanukah and Sukkot. On the Tanakh, we see that it's even more connection between Chanukah and Sukkot. And this is that both Beit HaMikdash HaRishon and Beit HaMikdash HaSheni, the start of worshipping in the Beit HaMikdash was on which holiday? Was the Sukkot. We read the Haftorah on the first day. That's what it says. The reason why we read about the Chanukat HaBayit, it's because it happened in Sukkot. So both Beit HaMikdash HaRishon and Beit HaMikdash HaSheni, the Chanukah, the start worshipping of the Beit HaMikdash was in Sukkot. Let's read on Beit HaMikdash HaRishon. It's on Melachim Aleph. ובשנה ה-11 בירח בול. When is the month of bull? הוא החודש השמיני. What the eighth month is חשבן. They finished build the בית המקדש on חודש חשבן. בשנה on the 11th year. But Shlomo waited till Sukkot of the next year. He waited almost one whole year to open the Beit HaMikdash. He finished building it on Cheshvan, but he waited till Tishrei of the next year to start worship actually in Beit HaMikdash, as we see in the next perek called Perek Chet. Az Yakir Shlomo, and we read on Pasuk Bet on source number 6, ויקהלו אל המלך שלמה כל איש ישראל בירח האיתנים. When is ירח האיתנים? בחג, ובחודש השביעי. So Shlomo waited almost the whole year, he waited to Chag HaSukkot to open the Beit HaMikdash. He didn't open it on Nisan, he didn't open it on Pesach, he didn't open it on Shavuot, he opened it in Sukkot. He waited the whole year to Sukkot to open Beit HaMikdash. also, and how did they celebrate the opening of Beit HaMikdash? The same as the Hashmonaim. The Hashmona, as we said, the Hashmonaim celebrated the starting of worshipping in Beit HaMikdash by taking Arbat Aminim. Shlomo did the same. On Pasuk Samechei, on the bottom of the page, Vayas Shlomo Ba'et Ayet HaChag V'chol Yisrael Imo Kahal Gadol. Shlomo did on Chag HaSukkot, and he celebrated the opening of Beit HaMikdash on Sukkot. So it seems to be that also when the opening originally, when they opened the Beit HaMikdash HaRishon, they celebrated the opening with Arbat Aminim. Let's see it was on the Sukkot, so it's
because it was during Sukkot anyway.
Also in Sefer Ezra, source number 7, on chapter 3, Vayiga Chodesh Hashvi, and then the seventh month came, Chodesh Tishrei. And Israel was in the city, in their cities, and then they gathered ויאספו העם כי איש אחד אל ירושלים. On Chodesh Tishrei, they gathered to Jerusalem all the Bnei Israel, and they built on the next pasuk. They built the Mizbeach. When it happened, says in pasuk pasuk Daled, the last pasuk. ויעשו את חג הסוכות, כך כתוב, ועולות יום ביום במספר כמשפט דבר יום ביומו. They celebrated לחג הסוכות. Also, the opening of בית המקדש השני by Ezra was also in חג הסוכות. So, the original חנוכה, the original starting of worshipping in בית המקדש was in חג הסוכות. They celebrated the opening every time בני ישראל opened בית המקדש. How did they celebrate it? With Arbat Aminim, it was Sukkot. So also the Hashmonaim did the same. Although it was in Hanukkah, they celebrated this occasion with Arbat Aminim. It seems to be the reason, because Shlomo did so, and also Ezra did so. So when they celebrated the opening, they also took the Arbat Aminim. It seems to be, how do we celebrate the opening of Beit HaMikdash? With Arbat Aminim, every time. What's the connection again? What is the connection between Chanukat HaMikdash? Not just Chanukah, also Chanukat HaMikdash. What is the connection between Chanukat HaMikdash and Sukkot? Why did Shlomo wait so long to open Beit HaMikdash till Sukkot? Why didn't he open it on Pesach? We know that the Mishkan start working when? On Pesach, on Nisan, just a few days before Pesach. Why didn't Shlomo did the same? So it seems to be, I want to mention two reasons about the connection between Chanukat HaMikdash or the Beit HaMikdash to Sukkot. And this, I think it will be to give us two ideas, the essence of Chag HaSukkot. We can understand by the connection to Beit HaMikdash. First, there are many examples. I quoted some on the next couple of sources that the sukkah, the size of the sukkah has been learned from Beit HaMikdash. Many of the dinim, many of the rules of Sukkot is being learned from Beit HaMikdash. It says on source number 9, says the Gemara in Sukkah, נאמר במצוות סוכה תשבו בסוכות תשבו שבעת ימים. You're supposed to sit in the סוכה. And also נאמר במילואים תשבו. When was the מילואים? מילואים was the 8 days of opening the משכן. Also written there תשבו. So the Gemara learned from the מילואים, from the days they opened the משכן, the Gemara learned also to סוכות. מה להלן ימים ואפילו לילות? אף כאן ימים ואפילו לילות. Like the Kohanim, like Aaron Kohen in the Mishkan, which was obligated not to leave the Mishkan for 8 days and nights, also we supposed to be in the Sukkah, both in the days and on the nights. we're supposed to sleep in the sukkah. This is how the Mishnah, the Gemara, learned the din, the rule of sleeping in the sukkah also, not just eating in the sukkah, from the Chanukah of a Mishkan. Also, I don't read all the examples, but there are many. Maybe in source number 11, the Gemara learned the height of the minimum height of sukkah, which is asarat fachim, right? How the Gemara knows that it's supposed to be asarat fachim? Omerot Gemara says the Gemara on the middle of the first line on source 11, Ela mi Beit Olamim Gamar. We learn it from Beit Olamim, which is Beit Olamim? It's Beit HaMikdash. Ve'yu akruvim, says the pasuk, ve'yu akruvim porsei knafayim lemala, sochechim bekanafayim al hakaporet. The kruvim had wings, and with the wings they covered the kaporet, the Aron HaKodesh. Krei rachmana schacha, it's the same schach. They sochechim, and also the schach supposed to be in the height, on their height. And the Gemara account that, and she brings to the conclusion that the same height of the kruvim is the minimum height of the schach. So we can see that. If you can read afterwards, there are many examples for the learning the sukkah from Beit HaMikdash. And it seems to be that the sukkah is some kind of a small Beit HaMikdash.
There's an extra
kedusha because of the immersion of the Shekhinah inside the sukkah. The schach is like the kaporet, like the wings of the kruvim. The Shekhinah in Beit HaMikdash, she was under the wings of the kruvim. There's the wings of the kruvim, and underneath the wings, the Shekhinah was. This is how it's described in the Torah. So the schach, the wings was covering the Aron HaKodesh. There was schach of the kaporet. Also, the schach is covered the sukkah, covered the Shekhinah, the immersion of the Shekhinah inside the sukkah. So the Shekhinah will not be outside in the old world. The Shekhinah comes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu come to our sukkah, inside our sukkah, and the schach don't let him to go out to the world. In some aspect, our sukkah is Beit HaMikdash. The meaning of Sukkot is taking the Shekhinah of Yom Kippur, taking the cloud of Yom Kippur, the cloud of the Ktoret, which covers the Aron HaKodesh, taking the Shekhinah of Yom Kippur, the high day, the holiest day of the year, and taking it from the Beit HaMikdash to our house. When we take the sukkah is connected to Anani HaKavod, right? We know from where does the clouds of HaKadosh Baruch Hu came. Says the Zohar on source from number 41. Anani HaKavod b'zchut Aaron, the Anani HaKavod came to Israel b'zchut Aaron, d'chtiv asher ayin b'ayin nir'a ata Hashem. Said the Zohar, the clouds of Anani HaKavod came from Anan HaKtoret. Anan HaKtoret in Yom Kippur, after Yom Kippur, went to cover Am Israel in their places. The holiness of Yom Kippur, after Yom Kippur, she went to all over Israel, all over the nation. She don't, the Shekhinah don't stays on Beit HaMikdash. We take the Shekhinah after Yom Kippur, we take the Shekhinah from the shul, from the place we daven all day long, and take it to our house. We build a small Beit HaMikdash inside our house. not just inside our house, outside our house. We want to spread the Shekhinah all over the world. The same Shekhinah of Yom Kippur, we want it to be spread all over the world. So we build a small Beit Mikdash on our backyard. This is the Sukkah. But as Tosfot on source number 31 says, the Sukkah is a bit different from Beit HaMikdash. Beit HaMikdash is just in one place, it's not inside our house. Sukkah is inside our house. Says the Tosfot, in Sukkah, inside the Beit HaMikdash, you don't supposed to sleep. In your Sukkah, you're supposed to sleep. Why? Because the Shekhinah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, came inside your house. It's your house, but on the same time, it's also the place for the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you're supposed to be, you're supposed to sleep inside your Sukkah. This is the big difference between Beit HaMikdash and Sukkah, because the Shekhinah comes into your Sukkah, into your place, into your house, and you're supposed to sleep because it's your house, but on the same time, it's also Beit HaMikdash. It's also place of holiness. This is one reason why we celebrate Chanukat HaMikdash on Sukkot, because it's the same day we celebrated we built a Mikdash out in our backyard. On the same day we also built a Mikdash. On the same day we're supposed to build a small bit of Mikdash. Shlomo decided to build also Beit HaMikdash on Yerushalayim. But even more than that, the goal of the Sukkah is to spread the Shekhinah all over the world. This is also Shlomo wants the Mikdash to be also to spread the Shekhinah all over the world. Let's see on source number 6, we read it. But when Shlomo davened before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he opens the Beit HaMikdash, he asked from HaKadosh Baruch Hu a very odd request. Says Shlomo HaMelech on Melachim Aleph, on source number 6, on Pasuk Mem Aleph 41, וגם אל הנוכרי אשר לא מעמך ישראל הוא ובא מארץ רחוקה למען שמך. Please listen not only to Am Israel. Please listen also to the Nochri, to the Goy. Beit HaMikdash is not just our house, not only the house of Am Israel, it's also the house of the nations. So Shlomo wants Beit HaMikdash to spread out the Shekhinah outside in the whole world. This is the meaning of Beit HaMikdash for Shlomo. It's not just the house of Am Israel, it's also the place all the goyim supposed to daven. Vavyotim el Kodshi, all the nations supposed to come. Also, we read on source. I return to page 4 on source 51. This is also the meaning of Sukkot. If we want Beit HaMikdash to be a place which all the nations come, this is the meaning of Sukkot. Sukkot is the holiday not just of Am Israel, it's the holiday of all the nations, says Zechariah. On the redemption, on the end of the days, says Zechariah, the few goyim which will be stay after the big war, they all come al Yerushalayim, ve'alu midei shana b'shana, they come every year, yishtachavot la'melech Hashem, ve'lachog et chag Sukkot. All the nations will come on Sukkot to celebrate Sukkot. It's not the holiday, just our holiday. It's a holiday of all the nations. On the redemption, all the nations will come to Beit HaMikdash in Sukkot, on Sukkot. They must come. V'aya asher lo yale, if someone will not come from the nations, not from Israel, if someone from the nation will not come to Jerusalem, v'aya met mishpachot ha'aretz el Yerushalayim, nishtachvot la'melech Hashem Tzvokot, who will not come, v'lo aliyem yageshem, they will not be raining over them on this and on the same year. And so on. I want to summarize. So we see that Sukkot is the holiday we take the Shechina and spread it outside. We want the Shechina not to stay on Beit HaMikdash, not stay in Shul, but to be outside, to be all over the world. And this is the meaning of Sukkot also. We go outside our house, we build the Sukkah on the streets, and we want everyone to be just to see. We have the Shechina with us. The Shechina is not only on the Shul, the Shechina is outside on the streets also. And also Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the Beit HaMikdash, he wanted the Beit HaMikdash to be the same. He wanted the Beit HaMikdash not to spread out the Shechina. He wanted all the nations to come to Beit HaMikdash. There are two ways to spread the Shechina. The first way is to come outside our house, to go out to the streets, to build the Sukkot outside. Shlomo HaMelech wants to do the same, but he wants the Goyim to come to us, to come to Jerusalem, to come to Beit HaMikdash and celebrate Sukkot. And that's the reason why he opened the Beit HaMikdash in Sukkot, because he wants the Beit HaMikdash to be a place for all the nations. And also this is also the reason why Ezra built the Sukkah, built the Beit HaMikdash on the very same day, same days. And the Hashmonim celebrated on the same with Abat Aminim on like Sukkot, because this is the meaning of Sukkot. And we can go on with it all day long. And on this holiday, it's also we build a small Beit HaMikdash outside our house, but. All, I think, John, not just in Sukkot, also all the year, our house is a simple, is a small Beit Mikdash, and we ask it on Tfilat Yom Kippur, also in every day from the beginning of Elul till now. Achat Shalati Meit Hashem on Source 61. Achat Shalati Meit Hashem Otav Vakesh Yivti VeVeit Hashem Kol Yemei Chayai. I want to be at the house of Hashem Kol Yemei Chayai. How can I do it? How can I stay inside the house of Hashem all my life? This is the Sukkah. We build the Sukkah. And if our house will be house of Hashem, we will be at this house of Hashem all our days. Because if we build our house as a place of the Shechina, of the place that Hashem will stay on, we will be at Beit Hashem Kol Yemei Chaya. We will be in the house of God all our life.